Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop with me, Jaco van der Merwe, and I'm joined by Charles Bosch. On the menu this week is last week's Festival of Motoring happening at Kyalami, the annual festival of all things motoring that gathers around the magnificent venue that is Kyalami. Many manufacturers were there, some others not. Big manufacturers like Toyota, VW, Mercedes, they were not present exhibiting anything or showing anything. Others that were there include a lot of Stellantis brands, Suzuki, Ford, BMW, with various offerings. But today we want to take a look at, again, the Chinese offerings on show at the Festival of Motoring. The Chinese are here in full force. There's no two ways about it. Various brands have been coming to the party over the last few years, have been doing really well in terms of sales. On show again, Chery, sub-brand Omoda, Haval, Bike, and then not 100% Chinese brand, but Proton, which is actually a Malaysian name, but it is owned by Chinese. So we'll just say they also had something to show at the Festival of Motoring. But Charles, tell us about Chery. Obviously, you a few months ago, you had the opportunity to visit China with Chery, look at the Shanghai Auto Show, and also gone to their plant, Wuhu. They rolled out a Omoda sub-brand a few months ago, and now they've added another model to this. First one was called the C5, now it's a C9. Tell us more about the C9. Was it the first time that we've seen that in South Africa?
It caught us completely off guard, actually. We didn't know that this was going to happen. So just a bit for context, the C9 is based on a car called Exceed. Now, Exceed is Chery's upscale brand. Think of them as what Lexus is to Toyota. And very interestingly, in certain markets outside China, this particular Exceed is also called the RX, but I think they don't want to have Toyota climbing all over their back with the Lexus RX. So this made its first showing as the Omoda C9, a little bit different compared to the Exceed. Front end is a bit different. It follows the same principle as the C5, a coupe-styled SUV with a lowered roofline. That's going to be arriving towards the end of the year. It doesn't have the same powertrain, obviously. It has a 2-liter turbocharged petrol engine developing around 190 kilowatts and 400 newton meters of torque compared to the 1.5 in the C5. And in China, it comes with a double clutch transmission. But for South Africa, that has gone away, and they've replaced it with an 8-speed automatic. A normal 8-speed auto, Chery says, has been optimized specifically for South Africa. And when it arrives, it will have the option of 4-wheel drive. Normally, now at the moment, it's front-wheel drive, but it will have the option of 4-wheel drive. But it's got very interesting tech. One of the things, got a very futuristic interior, 12.5-inch displays. And it's got an Ottoman-style front seat, which bizarrely doesn't have the massaging function, which the driver's seat has, but not the passenger seat.
Yeah, staying in the stable, of course, Chery, under the Chery nameplate, they also showcased the Tiggo 7 Pro Max, which you in Wuhu saw as the Plus.
Yes.
But let's not complicate things yet. Just tell us, what does this model to the existing Tiggo 7 Pro range?
There's subtle changes that have taken place at the front. The interior is, there's also small changes that have taken place inside. On a normal Tiggo 7 Pro, you have a touch-sensitive display for the climate control in the middle. That's disappeared completely. There's now a new flush center console, new gear lever. There's a new dual 12.3-inch display, new dual system that's in the car. The biggest addition is the engine, which is no longer the 1.5 petrol turbo. It's now the same 1.6 that you get in the Tiggo 8 Pro. So no longer 108 kilowatts and 210 newtons. It is now 145 kilowatts and 290 newton meters of torque. Double clutch gearbox, 7-speed double clutch, no longer a CVT. And it will have all-wheel drive as well. Front-wheel drive is standard. Three derivatives will be available, of which the top spec will have the option of all-wheel drive. And there's also some new tech changes that have taken place. All will be revealed in detail. We don't have the pricing yet, but that will also be available towards the end of the year.
And just over to the Haval stand, they had the Tank 300 on display and also the all-electric Aura, but these were already on display at Nampo Agricultural Expo in Botaville a few months ago. And obviously the GWM P Series Limited Edition that was you could go for rides on the off-road track. But none of those were new. They were, like I said, already out there. And then what did Bike have on show for us? Of course, BAIC, the acronym, but I mean pronounced Bike. They have got those very futuristic looking Beijing, what was it, X55?
X55, yes. It was there. I mean, we've already seen the car. It was launched last year. Then they had the B40 Plus, which now people are saying it looks like a Jeep Wrangler, which it does, but it's not a copy. It's a licensed version because since 1984, Bike has had a relationship with what we now know as Stellantis, making licensed, in inverted commas, copy of the Jeep Wrangler. So that was also on display there.
And then, of course, heading over to Proton, who recently returned to South Africa, they showcased what is called the X90, which is a 7-seater SUV, and that adds to their current South African portfolio, which started with the X50 and X70, and then also added the small Saga sedan. Like I said, Proton, technically a Malaysian brand, but owned by
China. Geely. Owned by Geely. Volvo also owns Volvo.
That's the big thing. So it's hard to not call them a Chinese brand, although they're technically not, like I say, it's Malaysian. But enough of their history and the nameplate. Charles, just this X90, they've priced it already, and it's a 7-seater. That's right.
It's so it's based on a Geely, whose name I am not going to try and pronounce. It's in China. Outside of China, it's got the more tongue-friendly Okavango, after the Okavango Delta. So all of the entire range is priced at under, if memory serves me correctly, under 700,000. It comes standard with a 48-volt mild hybrid system. It's got the same 1.5-litre turbocharged three-cylinder engine that you'd get in the X50, X70 on the Volvo XC40. There's four derivatives. Three have got 7 seats. The top of the range one, called the flagship, has got 6 seats. So captain's row set up in the middle row, fully loaded with kit. And it remains to be seen how this will eventually fare. But under 700,000 rand, and it's also the cheapest, if you take the 7-seat models, the cheapest 7-seater with a mild hybrid system. But it's not available with all-wheel drive. It's front-wheel drive only.
Okay, so very interesting. Like we said, the Chinese brands being there in full force, showcasing everything they've got in store for South Africa and already has put out over the last year or so. And also very interestingly, Chery, we're not going to touch on it too much for the moment, but they also had what they call the Jayco, which is another sub-brand we've already talked about the Omoda. Charles has spoken about the Exceed. Jayco is yet another subsidiary of Chery. And you said this model was in a box and you were not allowed to touch it.
No, we were not allowed. It's coming either at the end of the year or in January. We drove it in China, the Jayco J7. It's a very chunky looking off-road. It's more a off-road type vehicle. But we were not allowed to touch it at all. But from what we drove and experienced in China, it is quite incredible. It's quite incredible, and we'll have to wait and see. We have no further info about that. We can only go what was provided on the Chinese spec model, which will probably differ from South Africa. But we will have to wait and see how not only that performs, but also this new three-tier product mark lineup that Chery has with themselves, Omoda, and Jaecoo.
Of course, once those models do get here and we get to drive them, we will tell you all about it. And we will also try and educate not only you out there, but us in the studio about how these structuring will work in that model lineup, because that's got serious potential to confuse the buyers. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there, and we'll bring you all of those models as they arrive in South Africa. For this week's show, I'm Jaco van der Merwe for Pit Stop, and I was joined by Charles Bosch. Thank you for listening. Cheers.